The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
So a couple of days ago, we had our good buddy, Dr. Paul Chappell, the president of West Coast Baptist College, on the program, and we were just joking around about jelly bellies, and the morning mail just came, and there was a massive package inside, 2 pounds worth of jelly bellies. So thank you. You never know what's gonna come in the mail. So thank you, Dr. Chappell, and the good students there at West Coast Baptist College out in California. Wow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Todd Starnes Radio Program. I trust you are doing well. We have a lot going on today. By the way, our good buddy Harry Hurley is going to be here from WPG Radio in Atlantic City. Also, Dr. Ken Ham from the Ark Encounter Answers in Genesis. He's going to be here. A lot of controversy in the world of Christianity here in America, and we're going to be talking to him about that. And I also want to welcome all of our great listeners that are watching us on our brand-new Rumble channel. You know, YouTube has banned us, and we're good. Good riddance to YouTube. But Rumble, on the other hand, has embraced us, and we're so excited to be broadcasting from inside our studio. So if you would like to watch the Todd Starnes Show, you can do that on our Rumble channel. And during commercial breaks, I will be handling the live chat, so we'll be able to chat back and forth. 844-747-8868, that is our toll-free telephone number. Now, today, Friday, open line Friday. So if you want to call in, whatever you would like to talk about, we're going to talk about. And we only do that on Fridays. We try to keep everybody on topic Monday through Thursday, but on Fridays, it's a free-for-all, and we want to give you the opportunity to talk about whatever is on your mind. Again, our number, 844-747-8868. Now, one other thing before we get into our first big story of the day, we have been promoting my book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. This book lays it all out, and it explains what's been happening in our country, why it's happening, and what you can do to stop it. We're talking about the spread of socialism across America. How do we stop it? How do we handle that? And I write about this in Culture Jihad. The book, when it first came out, was so controversial that Fox News would not allow the book on prime time. But it turns out that everything I wrote and predicted in the book literally has come true. So I need your help here, because we don't have the power of that Fox News channel. I need your help. We want this book to be number one on Amazon, and you can do that by going right now to Amazon.com and getting yourself a copy of Culture Jihad. Get one for your church library. Get one for your friends. I think the books are $10, so it's a pretty good deal, pretty good discount. But you need to read this book, and we just want to be able to have bragging rights as well, that this book, number one book on Amazon. And it's already the number one book in the political category. But again, we need your help. And we think if everybody in this listening audience buys just one, we're going to be number one, not only there, but also on the New York Times bestseller list. And that would really trigger the left. So again, we appreciate your help there. By the way, got a note from our good buddy Tom Tradup over at Salem Talk Network. And he's telling us to get ready because Larry Elder is about to enter the presidential race. Larry Elder running for the White House. It should be made official in the next several days or so, but we're just getting a heads up on this from our friends at Salem. Of course, Larry ran for governor in California. Remember the big recall. And quite frankly, if the Republican Party would have gotten behind Larry, he would have won. That would have been an upset, and Gavin Newsom would be, I don't know, serving cheeseburgers at one of his restaurants in San Francisco. But I'm curious, what do you think about Larry Elder? Maybe as a vice president for Donald Trump? Or do you like Larry Elder for president of the United States? 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. Now, earlier today, a group connected to President Trump released a new video, which you can see on our website. And it's funny. I'm telling you, folks, it's pretty funny. And a lot of people are very upset over this, and they're accusing President Trump of being insensitive. They're accusing him of being crass. But this is all about Ron DeSantis putting his fingers in chocolate pudding and eating the pudding with his fingers. Take a listen to the ad.
Ron DeSantis loves sticking his fingers where they don't belong. And we're not just talking about pudding. DeSantis has his dirty fingers all over senior entitlements, like cutting Medicare, slashing Social Security, even raising our retirement age. Tell Ron DeSantis to keep his pudding fingers off our money. Oh, and somebody get this man a spoon.
Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Get the man a spoon. So anyway, do you think that ad is offensive? By the way, if Trump is looking for the nickname, that's the nickname, Puddin' Fingers. Puddin' Fingers DeSantis. But is that out of bounds? Here's my take on it. Can you play that again? I want to hear the first part of it again.
Ron DeSantis loves sticking his fingers where they don't belong.
Wow, wait. All right, stop. So where else is he sticking his fingers? That's what I want to know. What is there another ad about to drop? So anyway, they're taking him to task for eating chocolate pudding with his fingers. And this is, honestly, it's a pretty funny ad. But the question is, what is Ron DeSantis going to do? Now, I don't profess to know what President Trump is thinking here, but I'm just going to speculate. So this is my speculation. Trump wants to see if DeSantis is going to punch back. So far, DeSantis hasn't done it. He's tried to, but it's been sort of a snarky. It's sort of like upper crust. Like, it's not like street fight name calling, right? Where you're out there talking about the other guy's mama. It's not that kind of thing. And Trump is a street fighter. You come after Trump, and clearly the president, somebody inside DeSantis' world has done something to Trump, and Trump knows they did it, which is why he's punching, and he's punching hard. I mean, this is smash mouth. I mean, he's saying Ron DeSantis was putting his fingers in places he shouldn't be putting his fingers, for crying out loud. I know it's the lunch hour, but bear with me. So the question now is, what's Ron DeSantis going to do? And if Ron DeSantis does not respond to this ad in kind, I think it's over for him. Ron DeSantis is not going to be able to compete with this. And the whole point of this, Ron DeSantis has to understand that as crazy as that ad is, it's going to be about 1,000 times worse when the Democrats declare war on the nominee. And again, right now, ladies and gentlemen, the only person I see that can handle that kind of hate and vitriol is Donald John Trump. I'm going to give you an example of this. So there has been a massive controversy within the Tennessee State Capitol. And it turns out, and let me back up. So they were going to expel these three lawmakers, two of them black and one white woman. Well, when they went in, as you typically do if you're in politics, your team is going to whip the votes. That means they're going to count the votes. They're going to count how many people are supporting you so that when you go in and actually vote, there are no surprises. Well, unfortunately, there was a great big surprise because about six or seven Republicans who said they were going to vote to expel all three did not vote to expel the white woman. And what happened? Well, all of a sudden, the Democrats had a gift delivered on a silver platter. They were able to play the race card. And now everybody in America believes that the good people of Tennessee wear overalls with no shirt. We drive our pickup trucks barefoot, and we burn crosses in the front yards of black people. That's what they believe about people who live here in Tennessee. And, of course, it's simply not true. None of it is true. As a matter of fact, Tennessee has a supermajority of Republicans, 75. 99 total representatives, 75 of them are Republicans. Now, something very interesting about that. Now, and keep in mind, the mainstream media wants you to believe every single white person in the state capitol is a racist, all right? So in California, it's the mirror opposite. There, they have a supermajority of Democrats. You know what does not happen in California? I'm going to tell you what does not happen in California. Not a single piece of Republican legislation is ever voted on. Not a one. And you know why? Because the Democrats control the assembly, the state house. The Democrats refuse to let the Republicans bring anything to the table. Now, in the last Congress, guess what happened? Nancy Pelosi, she was in charge. The Democrats were in charge of the House of Representatives. Every time the Republicans wanted to do something, guess what happened? The Democrats stopped it dead on arrival. And why is that? Because the Democrats had the majority. They got to control things. Now, let's look at Tennessee for just a moment. This is fascinating. Tennessee, they want you to believe all these white Republicans are racist as the day is long, but it turns out that a good number of pieces of legislation from the Democrats have not only been voted on, but have been passed with Republican support. In other words, the Republicans in Tennessee are conciliatory. Now, if, in fact, they are as racist as Don Lemon and his ilk say they are, they got to be the worst racist in America because they're supporting black lawmakers and their legislation. So I'm getting around to the point here. I'm on a bit of a tangent, so just bear with me. It's Friday. What else have we got to do here, right? So I'm getting around to the point. So anyway, the other day, yesterday, the Republicans were getting together. And they had to come to Jesus meeting. They called out all these rhino Republicans who betrayed them and created all of this national embarrassment. Well, it turns out one of the rhinos, well, we don't know which one, but I'm going to predict it's a rhino, secretly recorded everything. And I want to play some of this audio before we go to break here. You know what? We're going to hold off on that because we don't have time. We got to take a break. We're going to play this audio. And these Republicans were like, you people who think you can work with the Democrats, you people are nuts. They said, this is a war for our republic. And these Republican lawmakers took their rhino colleagues to task. And they said, the Democrats will say you're their friend, but they are not your friend. Anybody who goes out there and accuses you of being a racist in public and then behind the scenes says, oh, we know you're not a racist, but, you know, we got to play for the cameras. That's evil. And those people are not your friend. The conservative Republicans were warning their colleagues that more people are moving into Tennessee. And if they are not careful, we are going to go the way of North Carolina and Georgia. And the leftists will control this state. It's powerful, powerful audio. And I'm glad to know that there are conservative Republicans here in the South who understand the significance of what's going on. This is a war for our republic. Those are their words. And I concur. It is indeed a war for our republic. And we've got to stand firm. We got to stand tall. We've just got to. All right, we got to take a break. That's what we got to do. 844-747-8868. You can weigh in on that. Do you believe that we are in a war for our republic? This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Happy to have you with us today. Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel, man, just tearing it up, and is suggesting that there are American troops, boots on the ground, in Ukraine right now. I think it's interesting that Fox News is fact-checking their biggest host they've got with the largest audience. But Tucker Carlson last night says American soldiers are now fighting Russian soldiers. Fox News says that's not true. So why did they allow Tucker Carlson to say that? By the way, that information coming out of that leaked intel from the 21-year-old Air National Guardsman by the name of Jack Teixeira. He was in court, by the way, did not enter a plea, but he's being held until at least Wednesday in federal, and he's in federal custody. There will be a detention hearing set for later next week. And what's interesting, and the media is really not covering this story. This is not a big deal, but you're looking at what is really a modern-day Pentagon Papers. And it's fascinating to cover to look at the differences and compare how the mainstream media is covering this leak compared to the Pentagon Papers. But Tucker seized on this intelligence that was leaked out, that we are, in fact, engaged in a hot shooting war with Russia. And the Fox News side of the building is enraged over all of this. Now, the White House says that those American service members who are boots on the ground in Ukraine are just part of an embassy defense attaché. Do you believe that? Jackie Heinrich, the Fox News White House correspondent, even fact-checked Marjorie Taylor Greene. And MTG also implied U.S. troops are on the ground and fighting in Ukraine. Clearly, something is going on, and clearly, we're not getting the truth out of the White House. Tucker Carlson says, and I want to read this to you, briefing slides prepared by the U.S. government began to show up among other places on Twitter. And the slide showed this is, in fact, not Ukraine's war. It is our war. The United States is a direct combatant in a war against Russia. As we speak, American soldiers are fighting Russian soldiers. And he says that is a crime because war has never been formally declared. Maybe that's one of the reasons why Biden said he is not going back to the United States. He's going to stay in Ireland. So there you have it. By the way, you might say, all right, wait a second. Why do I know that name, Heinrich? Why do I know that name? Because Tucker Carlson wanted her fired because of her anti-Trump propaganda. Once again, another reporter, national reporter, triggered by Trump derangement syndrome. So there you go. Who do you believe, folks? Do you believe the news side of Fox, or do you believe what Tucker Carlson is saying? And by the way, that could be one of the reasons why the media is not covering this leak, because the information that was leaked looks very bad for the Biden administration. 844-747-8868. We are going right to your phone calls after this break. The number again, 844-747-8868. Oh, we've got some audio from Biden, too. He wants you to lick something, America. No, I know it's the lunch hour. I'm sorry. It's news. All right. We'll be right back. This is the Todd Stern Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. A very special hello to all of our great listeners across the nation. And hello to all of our friends watching us on Rumble. You can follow our account on Rumble. Just search for Todd Starnes and you'll see our show logo there. AmeriCrowd says, Todd, this is really a cold civil war. That's what's going on in the country right now. That's a fair point. By the way, during the commercial breaks, we love to hang out in the live chat and we'll be talking to you there a little bit later on. All right, as promised, I want to go to the phones, and then we have a quick update from Anheuser-Busch. Jerry, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Hi, Jerry. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call again. I just wanted to kind of follow up on your opening monologue about the battle that's going on in the state right now. And with so many things going on, I thought that I'd hopefully remind everyone of Governor Lee's intention of, or his request, I should say, that the legislature send him some type of a red flag law. And there's only like 2 weeks left in the session, and he's trying to cram this thing through, and it's being done in a very emotional and cowardly way. I myself have contacted Governor Lee's office. I contacted my neighbor, Lieutenant Governor McNally, and contacted Speaker Sexton's office as well, asking them not to do anything in a hurried, rushed fashion. It'll just lead to a mistake. And I was just hoping to take a moment, remind everybody that this is what Lee's up to. He wants to do red flag laws, and he wants to do...
Now, Jerry, this is... Now, Jerry, I understand what you're saying. This is a national show, so people are not going to understand the nuances of who you're talking about here. But I will say this, and I appreciate your call. Republicans in the state of Tennessee are about to advance a red flag law. And in secret recordings, a Republican who was supposedly a conservative and campaigned as a conservative said that what they need to be doing is advancing the legislation, but we should not call it a red flag law. We should call it something else so that people might be willing to accept it. Do you understand? Folks, you've got to do your homework. I don't care if you're in Tennessee or Texas or Timbuktu. You've got to do your homework and make sure these Republicans are actually Republicans and not Republicans in name only. All right, let's go to New Orleans. Our good friend, Miss Janice. Miss Janice, what's on your mind?
Yes. I wanted to make people aware of something that I'm sure they're not aware of because I wasn't aware of it until a couple of nights ago. I can only pray. And we all need to pray that this does not come to the United States. I saw that in the United Kingdom, there is a 6-part television series. And it's on Channel 4 in the UK, and it is called Naked Education, where adults, trans adults, but I don't care if you're trans or heterosexual or what you are, you don't take clothing off in front of children to teach them anything. You just don't do that. Then last night, I saw something even more appalling. There's a Dutch television program called Simply Naked, where they are doing the same thing on a television station there. Now, if I took my clothes off in front of a child, or you took your clothes off in front of a child, I think I know where we might end up, where we deserve to end up, in jail. The parents who are allowing their children to participate in these shows need to be put in jail, and the children need to be taken from them. This is absolutely disgraceful. But I'm telling you, our world is changing. It is getting worse at a faster pace. Now, there is a rabbi. His name is Jonathan Kahn. He wrote a book. It's called The Return of the Gods. It's in Kindle format, in Amazon website there. And everyone should download the Kindle app. That's free. And buy the book, The Return of the Gods. It explains how we got to where we are today. This has been a progression for some time now.
So this TV series, it's a 6-part show, as you said, called Naked Education. Mm-hmm. And it stars, this is from theweek.com, it stars a naked brigade of adults who strip off their clothes in the presence of teenagers aged 14 to 16. So you are not making this up, Miss Janice. This is an honest-to-goodness controversy.
I wish I was.
Channel 4 in the UK has received nearly 1,000 complaints from viewers and also from conservative lawmakers. One episode educates viewers on female anatomy while others tackle body image issues such as, we can't talk about anything that comes after that word. All right. It's that bad and it's that disgusting. And quite frankly, some of those folks just need to keep their clothes on.
All of those folks need to keep their clothes on. If you or I did that, we would be in jail. But it wouldn't surprise me if this eventually didn't come to our country. We all need to pray to God that it doesn't, because it's disgraceful. It's of Satan. It's the demons. And our world is increasingly getting worse. Ooh. We are truly in the end times.
All right. Miss Janice, appreciate the call, and thank you for updating us on that. Jeez, Alou. Nothing worse than a buck-naked demon, ladies and gentlemen, especially one that could probably go on Jenny Craig. I'm just saying. Nobody wants to see that. All right, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, Ron DeSantis catching a lot of fire. Instead of being down in Florida dealing with these huge floods, catastrophic floods in Fort Lauderdale, he's been out on the campaign trail. But it's really not the campaign trail because he hasn't actually formally announced he's running. But today, he was at Liberty University. And here's what he had to say, Cut 13.
Hello, Liberty University. I bring greetings from the free state of Florida. And just as a matter of personal privilege, I'd like to thank so many of you for thinking and praying about my family when my wife, Casey, Florida's first lady, was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2021. And I can tell you this, when we got the news and we were talking about it as a family, deciding whether this would be something that we would make public, in those days and maybe even a week where it was private, it was tough.
All right, there you go. So Ron DeSantis giving remarks. Now, it's interesting how Team DeSantis is playing this. And they're saying a massive crowd, thousands of young conservative college students turn out to cheer DeSantis on. Yeah, that's a little misleading. This is actually a convocation service at Liberty. I guess they'll have, 14,000 people there. But the students have to attend. As a matter of fact, I have spoken at Liberty several times at convocation. So the same crowd showed up to hear yours truly speak. But this is not some sort of a random, we're going to be traveling 8 hours to go hear Ron DeSantis. What's interesting is, and it was a fine speech, it really was, DeSantis did not talk about the pro-life legislation and really did not talk much about the culture war. But we'll see how that goes. But anyway, he was warmly received, and the students welcoming him, that was authentic, that was real. And, you know, he got a good response. President Trump later today is going to be speaking to the NRA. So he'll be giving a speech at their big convention that kicks off today. As promised, here are some of the gaffes coming from President Biden over in Ireland. Cut number 4 and 5.
So thank you all. God bless you all. Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done. And so one of the things that she'd look at me and say, Joe, remember who you are. Like, you're a Biden. Like, you know, what the hell is a Biden? You know what I mean? I'm like I'm a, you know, anyway. And she said, you can do anything.
Yeah, we're trying to figure that out ourselves. And what exactly is he wanting to lick? That would be my concern. By the way, appreciate all the intel on the dog. You know, the president of Ireland, his dog, which is a beautiful Burmese mountain dog, beautiful dogs. By the way, very calm, docile creatures, the Burmese mountain dog. When that dog got a whiff of Joe Biden, it went bonkers and started barking and growling. And I mean, people were freaking out there. But to your point, and many of you reached out yesterday and said, well, Todd, dogs can sniff out bad people. They can sniff out the evil. And that's what that was. So, hey, all right, I'm there. As promised, I want to play this audio. This is a state senator. He advertised himself as a conservative. But it turns out he's a rhino. And we know that because of what he had to say on this red flag law. Cut number 6, please.
So here's another thing, too. I'm going to suggest, if you say red flag, it's dead.
Okay. What's the acronym that people prefer? ERPO.
ERPO is better. And I think that that term has been so bastardized. It's been
red
so
flag
tainted.
Yeah.
Red flag laws. So we have to rebrand that.
Do whatever.
You know,
Do whatever.
In terms of... but able to get something passed.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a man who says that he is a rock-solid conservative, and they're trying to deceive good people by changing the name. We can't call it red flag. We're going to call it ERPO. What the heck is an ERPO? So, look, I'm in the process of getting my New York license moved over to Tennessee and all that kind of stuff, and as soon as that happens, I'm going to be going down getting my carry permit, getting my gun permits. And I was asking someone, so, I mean, they make it sound like, because, again, they say, well, we've got to strengthen the background check laws. Well, they already do all of that. They run all sorts of background checks. So my question is, what sort of improvements do they really want to make? And exactly how are they going to enforce the red flag law? Are they really going to knock on the door of all the criminals and tell them to turn over their guns? Because if they don't do that, they're going to be going after law-abiding gun owners, and the only people who will have the guns are, in fact, the criminals. Our good buddy Paul Shanklin says that Burmese mountain dog is actually a drug-sniffing dog. He got a whiff of Hunter. Thank you, Mr. Shanklin. Jeez, Alou. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. Open Line Friday, whatever you want to talk about, we are going to talk about. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, after the indictment of President Trump, the big media spin, they went right to work. But one cable news channel leads the way in real news. That's Newsmax. I watch it all the time. And Newsmax is now wanting to ask your opinion. They're polling Americans, and they want to poll our audience. They want to know if you still support President Trump in 2024. You can vote right now. Text the word SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP to 39747. It takes just a minute. Newsmax, great host, Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Eric Bolling, a whole lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems and streaming TVs. So vote now in the Newsmax poll about President Trump. SKIP to 39747. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us today. By the way, be sure to check out our website, toddstarnes.com. We have great great resources for you there. I want to give you an update, though, on this Anheuser-Busch story. So Anheuser-Busch is learning a very important lesson, and unfortunately, it's a lesson that every single woke company in America needs to learn. Once you go woke, you go broke. So since Anheuser-Busch announced its partnership with the transgender freak Dylan Mulvaney, their profits have dropped by nearly $7 billion, nearly $7 billion. And now Anheuser-Busch is putting their marketing program on pause until they can figure it out. Now, Budweiser's marketing VP, Alyssa Heinerschneid, said the goal was to evolve and elevate the brand. However, a lot of people are saying, well, no, she's a beer salesman. Her job is to sell Budweiser, not some sort of a woke pro-transgender agenda. And now the concern is that if you oppose Budweiser, all of a sudden you become a target. Now, look, a lot of this, and they're explaining this on Fox, but we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. The reality is that a lot of these companies are actually being held hostage. They're being blackmailed by a group called the Human Rights Campaign. This is a radical but incredibly powerful and very well-funded group of LGBT activists. And they put out what they call a Corporate Equality Index, a CEI. So if you hear people talking about the CEI, or you work at a company and they're talking about the CEI, that's the Corporate Equality Index. And the Human Rights Campaign came up with this as a way to determine whether or not your company is gay friendly enough. If you are affirming, if you are an ally of the queer movement, and if you are not, there's a price to pay, and the Human Rights Campaign will come after you. They will target you. And a lot of these companies are terrified of the gay activist. Terrified. Now, keep in mind, a majority of the gays in America are not a part of the Human Rights Campaign. They don't care about any of this. They just want to be left alone to live their lives. I can respect that. But these people over at the Human Rights Campaign, these are evil people. And they want to destroy anyone who does not bow down and worship their agenda. Period. So the good news here is that you guys are teaching Anheuser-Busch a lesson. And I hope they learn the lesson. But if they don't, they need to be destroyed. They need to be sent out of business. It's as simple as that. And sooner or later, people are going to get the message that if you embrace a radical agenda and you declare war on America, then there's a price to pay for that. And I don't feel sorry for Anheuser-Busch one bit. And that brings me to a story out of Newsmax. Sandy Fitzgerald is the writer here. And this is fascinating. A brand new service is being offered that will text woke alerts to the phones of shoppers so they'll know which brands are backing anti-conservative views. I think this is fascinating. Consumer Research Executive Director Will Hild told the Washington Times, the purpose is not to tell people which companies they should boycott, but instead will serve to arm consumers with the best information so they can make decisions that are in line with their values. Sort of what we do with the Timothy Plan when you make investments. Quote, we want to make sure we're educating people when we see a company take a turn, as we saw with Bud Light. We can give them a way that they can know and avoid that company and stop giving them their money. We're going to post a link to woke alerts from Consumers Research on our live show blog, so you'll be able to access that information. By the way, they've already flagged several companies, including Anheuser-Busch and Jack Daniels. Apple also came under fire for adding a feature that only allows its iPhones to be charged at full speed when green electricity is available. So they're all over it, and I would encourage you. Now, I have a question for you on this Open Line Friday. Are you boycotting Bud Light? Are you boycotting Jack Daniels or Nike or any of the other companies that are embracing these radical agendas? Or do you just give them a pass? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. head over to the website Consumers Research if you want to download that woke alert. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are so honored to have you hanging out with us today, and I trust you are doing well. Thank you for making us your choice, noon to 3 Eastern. And we greatly appreciate that. I was getting a good laugh over on the Rumble page. Welcome our hundreds of viewers over on Rumble today. We do a live chat in between the commercial breaks. Someone named Bondo Boy says, Hank Williams singer sing best, there's a queer in my beer. Thank you. Thank you for that. Also, Ricky says, I wish I drank beer. I would boycott Budweiser. Thank you, Ricky, for that as well. Folks, you can join us on Rumble or you can give us a call today. Open Line Friday, and we're already lining up the callers, 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have one of the best talk radio hosts in America, a member of the Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 of top talk radio hosts in the country. He currently has his own street named after him in Atlantic City, New Jersey, our friend Harry Hurley. Harry, how's it going?
Todd, it is wonderful to be on the Todd Starnes Show. Shout out to Grace, Dylan, and your amazing team. Thanks for having me, my friend.
Absolutely. And I'll be seeing you in a couple of months at the Big Talkers Convention there in New York, right? Long Island is what they call it.
Yes. I'm pleased to be going to Long Island. I don't know if you've heard this, Todd. It's evidently a little bit rough these days in New York City where we used to go.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, I think we're staying at the Marriott there on Long Island instead of Times Square. Harry, a lot going on in the country. Joe Biden overseas. Just gaffe after gaffe after gaffe. I don't know if you caught the dog barking. Did you see that?
More like a growl. He didn't seem, the first dog of Ireland did not seem to like the American president.
No. As a matter of fact, we opened this up to our callers who say dogs have this, I don't know, this sense. They can sniff out if somebody is a good person or a bad person. But our friend Paul Shanklin, previously with El Rushbo, now with our show, has another theory, Harry. He says that dog is actually a drug-sniffing dog, and it got a whiff of Hunter.
That's funny. No, that's good. Because what do they say? The best humor has a little bit of truth in it. That would be, that dog would be on overload after that assignment.
But, Harry, when you look at the president, at one point he had to physically be moved by the president of Ireland. This is a man, there's no way he's going to be able to run for the White House again.
That's why I think the delay keeps happening. You know, by his own word, this should have been announced a long time ago. We know it. He is not up for this. And there has been a significant degradation, I think, over the past couple of months. I mean, look, he couldn't go to the coronation of King Charles. Well, how come you can't go to that, but you can go to Ireland? I could have saved him so much time, so much embarrassment. If I was his life coach, I would have said, Mr. President, spit in an Ancestry.com test tube and spare the trip. You'll find out all your ancestry. You'll find everything you need to know. Because this trip exposed him in a way that's dangerous. Our enemies are watching. I don't think there's any accident that Russia invaded Ukraine. China has never been more provocative. Iran, North Korea, Afghanistan was a disaster. All of it, Todd. This is not good.
No, it's not. And you talk about Russia, of course, Tucker Carlson last night going head-to-head with his own network because the network is refuting all of this. But Tucker says those leaked documents show that we actually have American forces already in Ukraine, and they're fighting with the Russians. So we're literally in the middle of a war, a shooting war with the Russians, something the Fox News is refuting. But Tucker is standing by his reporting last night.
Well, it's at least, a distinction with or without a difference, because I heard Admiral Kirby acknowledge that we have special forces there, but he says they're in an office. Now, my comment on my show, Todd, was, when is the first or last time you have ever heard of United States Special Forces in an office? We know what they do. They are the best of the best. They're the best in world history. They go places to do things, not to take notes, not to be office personnel. So I'm leaning with the fact that we're there. Now, we're already in a proxy war with China and with Russia, no matter how you size it up. So I don't think anybody can deny that. So if we ramp it up now to actually we're participating, and I always thought that we were, Todd. I don't know about your take on this, but this equipment that we send and all of this, it doesn't come with how-to instructions. You got to show people how to use this stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think we are in a proxy war with both countries. And the concern is, are we prepared? We've had so many lawmakers on our program talking about the concerns they have that the Pentagon is more concerned about this woke social justice agenda than they are actually preparing the troops for battle.
Yeah, it's backwards. It's really bad. And they are focusing on stupid stuff. I mean, look at this energy agenda that the president has. I mean, is the United States of America really going to be ready for all electric automobiles, starting with new model cars in the year 2027? I mean, it's already 2023 and a quarter. I mean, come on.
And Harry, that's an interesting thing you bring up. I'm a member of the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters Board of Directors, and we've been lobbying Congress for the past couple of months now over some of the plans by the auto industry to remove AM radio from these electric cars. And our good friend Mark Levin, the great one, says this is a direct attack on conservative talk radio specifically. And what better way to get rid of the talk radio host than to get rid of AM radio?
Well, it's really hard to refute that, because if it's not true, it sure seems like it is. I mean, you could make the case 8-track tape players are not in the cars anymore, cassette players are not in the car anymore, DVD or CD, you know, players are not in the cars anymore, that we're an all-digital world, and that you can take Todd Starnes, Harry Hurley, and all of our friends with your portable digital device in your car, and it syncs with the car, and you could listen. I mean, if I was on the debate team and you asked me to defend taking out AM radios, I could put on a defense, but I would choose to want to keep it in the car. The FM band, the AM band, you know, let it be. I mean, people spend a lot of money. You're a station owner and a great one. People spend a lot of money on their terrestrial radio product. Why would you want to make it antiquated, not only before you have to, but when you don't even need to? It's like an extra effort. You have a device of some kind in the car. They're not talking about getting rid of the FM band, so keep it AM, FM. It's nostalgic, but also in terms of talk radio, as you know, it's still legendary to listen to talk radio in mono through one channel on an AM band. So I'm leaning with you on that one, and Levin, that what are you doing that for? It's a knucklehead move. And when they can't beat you one way, remember when Obama couldn't take the guns, he bought up all the ammunition. You couldn't buy the bullets. They always have an angle, Todd.
They do, Harry. And you look at the data, 82 million people a month listen to AM talk radio in this country. There's a massive audience. When you look at some of the top radio stations in America, those happen to be talk radio sports talk stations that are AM, and they're beating much larger FM stations. So again, I think there is something political in nature to this, because they have tried, since Rush Limbaugh came onto the scene, they have tried to shut down conservative talk. They've actually tried to launch liberal talk radio stations, but we all know those failed, Air America, among others. So I'm with Levin here. I think there's something nefarious at play. This is not just about, you know, getting rid of something that's antiquated.
I agree, because when you look at something, you never take something away for no reason. So then we just have to know what is the reason, because this is a departure from a norm. I mean, people buy a car and they expect there to be an FM radio, AM radio, maybe not the CD anymore, because people are now plugging in, you know, digitally. So you have those ports available for digital technology. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a stretch And I think it's a very fair point. They tried the fairness doctrine to knock out talk radio. Hey, if you have Todd Starnes, you have to have the antithesis of Todd Starnes.
Well, they'll have to bring on 7 or 8 liberals.
Well, yeah, and I never understood what that meant, though, because we all take positions from time to time. We're not a monolith. You know, we're conservative, but there are times, maybe as a civil libertarian like you are, that you take on a position that in days gone by would be considered liberal. And I don't mean that as an insult to you. You know what I'm saying. So how do you even find the opposite? They just try to rig the game every which way.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. Harry, where can folks go if they want to get more information about you, find your road there in Atlantic City?
Probably the best way would be WPG, World's Playground, WPGTalkRadio.com.
Love it. Love it. We have casinos. We have great casinos down here in the Mid-South. They do not compare to the casinos in Atlantic City. Beautiful.
But do they offer Todd Starnes a butler and the nicest suite in the house?
Yeah, they don't do that. They don't do that, Harry.
But your friend did that for you.
I know you did. Thank you.
The most unselfish guest, VIP guest, in Atlantic City Hotel Casino history.
We are bringing you to Atlantic City. You're going to walk the ducks. You're going to be our honorary duck master down at the Peabody Hotel. We'll do it up nice.
I can't wait.
All right, Harry, have a great weekend.
Thank you, my friend.
The great Harry Hurley, ladies and gentlemen, on WPG there in Atlantic City. Just a great man. By the way, I am with Levin 1,000% here, and we just cannot allow these automakers to remove AM from their cars. By the way, the Department of Homeland Security has utilized 77 AM radio stations around the nation as primary entry point stations in the event our nation comes under attack. So let's just say, for example, there is an electromagnetic pulse that's been launched against America. And if that's the case, well, Homeland Security has taken 77 radio stations and they have built these special bunkers so these radio stations will be able to broadcast all over America. And a lot of those stations, by the way, are AM radio stations because of their powerful signals. The shelters include backup communications equipment, beds, air filtration systems, hygiene facilities, 30 days of rations. And it's part of a public-private sector partnership to provide information in the event of some sort of a catastrophic disaster. So AM radio is incredibly important. And we need you to contact your elected leaders in Congress, both in the House and the Senate, and tell them to save AM radio. All right, let's go to the phones real quick here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Jim in North Carolina, WSIC. Hi, Jim, what's up?
Hey, Todd, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks for asking.
You bet. Hey, listen, I just want to comment about that arraignment on Trump last week on Tuesday. And this guy, and I was listening to your show on Friday, and they put that black congressman up there. Man, I had to shut it off. I couldn't handle hear him talk anymore. But anyways, he was talking about he was black Jesus and all this other stuff, you know, and then some other chick came on. She was talking about how it was a public lynching, a black lynching and stuff. That's what they did to Trump up in New York. A black AG and a black judge trying to hang this guy. That's all it was.
Oh, that was a political lynching. Absolutely it was, Jim. But all this other stuff, it's just nuts. And the people you're talking about, and I appreciate the call, those are Tennessee lawmakers in the state house here in Tennessee. And they're trying to make you think that they are being attacked. They're being lynched. Nobody's getting lynched in Tennessee. And it disgusts me when people are out there trying to foment some sort of a race war. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, Dave in North Carolina, Mike in Chattanooga want to weigh in on AM radio. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
right, don't be messing with my conservative talk radio. That's what I'm saying. Let's go to Mike in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Nooga Radio, our favorite affiliate down there in those parts. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Todd. On AM radio, I love AM radio. I've owned AM stations. I got my start in AM radio. The great thing about AM radio is something called clear channel stations, and they were developed in the primary 30s and 40s to cover the hinterlands. And at night, when the ENF layer of the ozone lower, the signal bounces off the ozone layer, and you can pick up stations hundreds and sometimes thousands of miles away. And that serves people in the mountainous areas that can't get FM. Now, the big difference is, I'm not going to be technical, FM is line of sight. If you can't see the signal, you can't hear it. It doesn't penetrate mountains. AM goes with the curvature of the earth. Matter of fact, submarines transmit at 150 cycles, or kilocycles, and they transmit around the world with the ground signal. So it's important to keep our AMs. And now, yeah, I think you have a translator because AMs were dying because of static and all the ambient noises. AMs were given permission to rebroadcast on translators. And I believe you may have one now on FM somewhere.
We do, but I prefer the AM, and we just have a beautiful signal. And to your point, we get every now and again, we'll get a letter from somebody in Sweden or Finland or wherever saying, hey, you know, we're listening to KWAM. And that's always exciting. But, Mike, I think the question is why. Why do they want to silence AM radio?
Okay, there's several reasons. We've always been the blankety-blank stepchild, AM radio. The big guys are giving them up. They're turning them off. They're turning them into strip malls or housing developments. Not only is it competition, there's a problem with these electric cars. They put out ambient digital noise. And AM at that frequency doesn't like that. It doesn't like that at all. Now, they get shielded. It's going to cost a little more money to do it. And let me tell you another great thing.
Real quick, Mike, real quick.
Okay. Being a licensed station on AM gives you the opportunity to carry many programs that you couldn't carry without the license. But the great thing about AM is that that can turn into a digital signal, too. Once again, more competition.
Right. And I don't want to get into, yeah, we're getting so far into the weeds on this. But again, I think that the issue for us is why they're doing it. And I think Levin nailed it. I think ultimately this is really about the content and not so much about the technical side of it.
Well, that too. Anytime a liberal gets a chance to squash a conservative viewpoint on any medium, they'll do it. I don't think that's the main reason, but it is. It could be one of them.
Mike, we've got to run here. We are running late for a break, and I always appreciate you calling in. The fact of the matter is, folks, we've got to stand and fight. And it is we cannot take anything for granted at all. That's the lesson here. 844-747-8868. Open line Friday. That means you can call in and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. You can also join our live chat over on Rumble. You can watch the show there as well. Hope you're having a great day. Looking forward to the big USFL kicking off tomorrow in Memphis. I will be there. Row 2 for the Memphis Showboats. Got to take a break here, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hey, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. We're going to get to your calls. Hang tight if you're on hold. Open line Friday, 844-747-8868. Now, yesterday we told you that there was quite a bit of controversy surrounding Atlanta pastor Andy Stanley. He pastors a megachurch. It is massive. This man has significant influence among Generation Z and millennial pastors. And the big challenge here is a lot of the sermons he delivers, people are having some issues with. And Stanley always goes back and says, well, you misunderstood what I was trying to say here. Well, I don't think there's any misunderstanding. And if you're in the communication business, and you're having a problem communicating, then maybe you should not be in that business. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have just a truly wonderful man. He is the Chief Executive Officer and Founder of Answers in Genesis, the Creation Museum, and the Ark Encounter, our good friend Ken Ham. Ken, hope you're doing good today.
Hi, Todd. Yes, I'm doing real well. Thank you.
Well, I saw your Twitter messages yesterday, and I thought, you know, we've got to get Ken on because so many of our of the people in this audience, they know Andy Stanley, and they're very frustrated with what's coming out of that church in Atlanta.
Well, you know, Todd, I've listened to a number of his messages over the years, and you sort of got to put them all together to really understand what's happening. For instance, you know, with his Easter message, he said this before as well, that we don't know or shouldn't be saying, you know, that Jesus rose from the dead because the Bible tells us so. And we have to understand why he's doing that. Why is he saying you don't say the Bible tells you? Which of course, we know Jesus rose from the dead because of the Scriptures, and he's trying to disconnect it from that. And in other messages, he said we should say Paul says, Jesus says, not what the Bible says. Now, put that together with the fact that he also said you can believe in evolution is compatible with the Bible. You add that to Genesis. And what he's really doing is, I think he's going one step further down the road than the theological liberalism of the 19th century, which really, by and largely, happened because so many of those theologians were impacted by evolutionary naturalism millions of years, and so they said, we can't believe Genesis. So then it was more concentrating on talking about the gospel, spiritual things, moral things. He's gone one step further because those theological liberals of the past would actually quote the New Testament, but now he's saying, no, you don't do that. And the reason is because he's saying, I'm talking to a secular audience. I'm talking to people who no longer believe the Bible. If they no longer believe the Bible, and they believe there's all these attacks on the Bible, I mean, he lists some of these attacks, you know, whether it be millions of years or whatever, all these that are used to say, see, the Bible's not true. There's supposedly no evidence for the Exodus, he said, the days of creation. So because they don't believe the Bible's true, we can't quote the Bible. But faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It's God's word that convicts. It's God's word that sharpens a two-edged sword. What we should be doing is teaching the answers to these skeptical questions, showing we can defend the Christian faith instead of capitulating and trying to divorce the Christian message from the Scriptures. And, you know, even think of what Jesus did when he was asked about marriage. He said, have you not read? Or when Jesus was being tempted by the devil, he said, it is written. Or think about the rich man and Lazarus and the account there. And the rich man wanted to go back and warn his brothers about this place of torment and so on. And Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, no, but if one rose from the dead, the resurrection, they'll believe. And he said, if they don't hear what Moses and the prophets wrote, neither will they be persuaded if one rose from the dead. And so that's the point that we need to understand. I think what's happening in Christendom today with Andy Stanley, I think it's similar to what's happening in the culture where they're getting rid of the history of the past. We have generations today who have disconnected this culture from the history and they don't understand what's happened in the past. We're doing the same with the Bible. We're disconnecting the history. Christianity is based in history. If that history is not true, how can the message be true? How can you understand the message of the resurrection if you don't understand sin and what sin is and that we're sinners and death is a penalty for sin and why Jesus came and what he did? You can't disconnect the message of Christianity, the resurrection, from the Scriptures.
This is fascinating to hear you say this. I grew up in the Southern Baptist faith tradition, and I remember going to Sunday school and going to the church service, and then Sunday nights we would have a discipleship training. We used to call it Church Training Union, and there were these courses that we all went through, and we were learning about history. And now, unfortunately, many churches, it's all about the worship service. You got to have a cool, you know, hip worship band. You get your 5-point or 4-point sermon, and that's it. You're gone.
Well, what's happened is because they haven't taught a defense of the faith, and they see they're losing generations from the church. They think that entertainment and performance from the front is going to solve the issue. And for all the performance from the front, and a lot of praise teams have become performance-oriented. I'm not against music, but a lot of
praise teams have become
performance-oriented. And as a result of that, what's happening? Well, let's stand back and look. Less than 9% of Generation Z go to church. You look at all the stats and what's happened. We've seen a generational loss from the church. If you go back to the 1700s, 80-85% of the population attended church. And what's happened, and this is my issue. The issue with Andy Stanley, it comes down to one of authority and how you view the Bible. That's what it really comes down to. Because all of Scripture is God-breathed. That's what we need to understand. So it's not just the word of Paul. It's the word of God. And Jesus is the word. Jesus is the foundation, but he's the word. And Genesis 1-11, by the way, is the foundation for everything. And what has happened is we've had generations now who've doubted that you can trust the Bible. We haven't taught them a defense of the faith. And, you know, to me, it's like Paul in Acts 17, when he went to the Greeks to give the same sort of message that Peter did in Acts 2 to the Jews, and it was the message of the resurrection, basically, Jesus and the resurrection, they didn't understand it. It was foolishness to them. He had to start at the beginning to lay the foundation of who God is and define terms so they would understand. When Peter went to the Jews in Acts 2, they already had the scriptures, the Old Testament. They understood that so they could understand the message. The culture today, they're like the Greeks. And what Andy Stanley is doing, instead of treating them as Greeks and understanding, we've got to start with the scriptures and lay the right foundation and give a defense of the faith and give answers, he divorces the Christian message from that. And I believe he is helping lead generations astray. So many don't even know what Christianity is. They're in our churches and they think they're Christians and they don't even know what it means to be saved. They don't understand what sin is. And then we've also got a massive loss from the church. And to me, what he's doing represents the major problem with the church.
Ken, when you look at the major problem, as you just described it, with the church, how does that manifest itself in what's happening, what we are seeing now in America?
Well, you know, once you abandon the Bible as the absolute authority of the Word of God, and once you no longer have that as your foundation for your worldview, see, people need to understand everyone has a worldview, everyone has a religion. Ultimately, there's only two foundations or two religions, God's Word or man's Word. When you disconnect your worldview from your foundation of God's Word, you're left with man's Word. What are you going to see? Well, everyone does what is right in his own eyes, just like Judges 21:25. You'll see moral relativism permeate the culture. You see generations that have been indoctrinated through a secular education system and the secular media who have the foundation, it's man that determines truth, and therefore, why not abortion? You redefine marriage. You redefine gender. You do whatever you want. Therein lies the problem. Look, in the church, I've had young people who have said to me, but, you know, I'm a man, but I feel I should be a woman. Well, wait a minute. If they were taught from the scriptures, starting with Genesis, they would know you can't trust your feelings because of our sin nature. You have to judge your feelings against the absolute authority of the Word of God. That's how we should be training them. Many are impacted by the LGBT movement. If we don't give them the foundation in Genesis concerning the fact God made marriage, not the Supreme Court justices or Joe Biden, God made marriage, and it was one man and one woman. God made a male and a female, two genders. If you don't start with the right foundation of the scriptures, then ultimately anything goes. And when anything goes, what doesn't go are the absolutes of Christianity, and that's the conflict we see in our culture.
All right. Well, Ken, we can have you on for 3 hours, and we may need to do that one of these days. Always good having you on the program. Are things going well over at the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter?
Todd, we are getting record crowds. People are tired of what's happening in the culture. They're tired of supporting places like Disney, and we're seeing families by the thousands coming into the Ark and the Creation Museum. This is going to be probably the busiest year ever.
Love it. Love it. All right. Well, Ken Ham, ladies and gentlemen, we have links to answersingenesis.org, creationmuseum.org over on our website. Ken, God bless. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Todd.
Bye. All right. Good man right there. And if you haven't taken a trip over to the Creation Museum, you really need to do that. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number, and it is open line Friday. I want to go to the phones. We have Clay Chastain, and I understand you're getting ready to run for office.
Yes, hi, Mr. Todd. I am running for office currently in the general election in Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm a white male conservative Christian, which puts me at the bottom of the barrel, I guess, in some respects politically. But my problem in this city that I'm running for, in which I'm running for mayor against an incumbent, very progressive, extreme left mayor, sort of like Lori Lightfoot of Chicago. Kansas City has degenerated basically into a blue city with high crime over the last three decades of far left control, like many of the other cities have. And so my problem is that the local media is basically doing a blackout of my campaign, and it's led by NPR, National Public Radio, and the Kansas City Star newspaper. And so they are basically just not covering my campaign at all, my issues on how to solve the city's problems, my vision, et cetera. And they're also covering for the mayor in that I've challenged him to a debate, and he's refusing to debate me. So my strategy, I'm trying to find a lane for victory here, basically, and I'm not raising any money. I'm trying to run a campaign in stark contrast to his, where he's raised $1 million from various fat cats and so on, and I'm trying to run mine based on ideas and vision, and I do have some name recognition there. And but my problem is I can't get coverage, and so without any money, I've got to try to find some sort of a lane to victory, and so I'm trying to employ a unique strategy to overcome this local media blackout, and that's to try to get national coverage. Because a lot of people will, you know, whether it's listening to you or Tucker Carlson or Hannity or something, if this race in Kansas City, Missouri is covered nationally, a lot of people will then hear about it, say, and we kind of bypass the local media.
So help me figure this out. Help me figure this out, Clay, because I am somewhat aware, and I understand that you actually, you're from Virginia. Is that right? But you're running for office in Kansas City.
I have dual residency. Most of my family lives in Kansas City, Missouri. That's where I'm originally from. I worked as an engineer there for 20 years, and I moved away, and I've been back and forth because, one, I have a daughter in Virginia I have a legal obligation to for just a couple more months, and I have the rest of my family, my older daughter and grandchildren in Kansas City, so I have dual residency, and the charter there allowed does not stipulate that you can't run for mayor as a part-time resident. It does not say you can't do that, so I'm on the ballot legally. And I made the I got through the primary, and I'm on the, in the general election final between me and the incumbent. So it's a little unusual in that regard, but I would be able to be a full-time resident if I'm elected mayor.
I see. So, well, let me ask you, Clay, because we're running late for a break here. Where can people go if they want to get information on your campaign? Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's Facebook. Go to Facebook, Clay Chastain for Mayor, and they can get all the information about my ideas and vision on that website. And he's a mayor that's pushing for reparations. He's a mayor that has been in a cold war with the police, and he dealt with Black Lives Matter, and you know, that's the circle. That's how he's rolling, say. And so the voter turnout was very small in the primary. Only 14.8% of the people came out. He got 80% and I got 20. That's really not bad, 20, for not even having a campaign or anything.
All right. Well, Clay,
getting my flyers.
Clay, let me jump in here. So we're going to direct people to your Facebook page, Clay Chastain, running for mayor in Kansas City. And we wish you the very best. We are running super late for a break. But, Clay, good luck to you. And I will say this. You can't trust NPR and the Kansas City Red Star. I mean, that's a communist rag right there. So, yeah, you're not going to get a fair shake with the local media. Not surprised to hear they're blocking out and blocking out the conservative candidate there. So good luck to you. Folks, we'll be right back.
Insane talk in an insane world. Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Just a reminder, head over to Amazon, get yourself a copy of my latest political book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. We are gaining ground, and we're hoping over the weekend to become the number one book on Amazon, but we're going to have to do it with your help. That's how we do it. 844-747-8868, open line Friday. Let's go to Evelyn in Ohio, KWAM, listening to us on our app. Hi, Evelyn. What's going on? Hello, Evelyn. All right, let's go to Dave in North Carolina. Hi, Dave. What's up?
Hi, Todd. How are you today?
I'm well. Thanks for asking.
Good. I on the AM radio thing, the other guy was pretty knowledgeable. Any of the old like me radio operators from the military remember how effective AM was for our long range night work, stuff like that, and atmospheric skip, all the stuff that the guy was talking about. Here's the other thing that I told your call screener, Dylan, I said, you know, you don't approach it, you're being restricted by not getting AM built in. They're being way too conservative in limiting that. As soon as you say they're being way too conservative, they'll be throwing AM and everything. So here's anybody who want any of the electronics manufacturers who want to make billions. You start building the aftermarket radios because, you know, you can't have that Motorola in your Ford. You got to yank it out and throw in the Kenwood or the Pioneer or whatever. And that's the first thing everybody used to do. You remember when you're a kid, you throw a $200 radio in a $50 car. And
that's true. But, you know, and Dave, I mean, it's real, and we're coming up on a hard out here, Dave, and I'm so sorry to cut you off. But I think the issue here is it's not that complicated to put in a radio system that will let you have AM, FM, Sirius, whatever. I don't think that's going to be the issue. I will say this. People are canceling their Sirius XM subscriptions. Look, the economy's tough, and the best thing about AM and FM, it is free of charge. And people love free in this country. All right, folks, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our phone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.